nodding off, we've all done it, in church, a board meeting, a lecture, a conference, while someone is talking, in school, on all levels. I've nodded off even while praying, or even while others are praying. My favorite nodding off story is from one of my dear friends in Michigan. While he was at university, his friend always slept in one of their large lecture classes, so he decided to play a trick. Right in the middle of the lecture, he nudged his sleeping friend at the seminary and told him the professor wanted him to close the class in prayer. And in the middle of the lecture, his friend stood up and began praying, thanking God for the class while the professor was speaking. The professor stopped, the students bowed their heads, and the professor just dismissed the classes. The worst seems to be nodding off in church. Why do people fall asleep in church? Pastor and author Chuck Swindoll said that people sleep in church for five reasons. First, because of tradition. When we were youngsters and churches still had pews, we associated sermons with our mom's laps and we were allowed to sleep on them. Two are physical factors. The church is stuffy, poorly lit, hot, and not ventilated. Three, personal factors. Occasionally, we don't get enough sleep or on medication that makes us drowsy. Four, indifference, our lack of interest in spiritual things. We can get preoccupied. We start texting folks or scrolling through social media or news feeds. And finally, because of a boring preacher, poorly organized, rambling, unpassionate, not saying anything. It happens, and it happens too much in our pulpits. As the great 18th century preacher George Whitefield said, to preach more than a half an hour, a man should be an angel himself or have angels for hearers. We get a nodding off story in today's reading, and how embarrassing that Luke recorded this story for every generation to read across the world and across history. Can you imagine people reading your nodding off story? This is the only time you're mentioned in the Bible, and this is the story you get? I might have registered a complaint, but then again, I'm thankful it's here. Here it is, verses 7 through 12. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them. Intending to leave the next day, he prolonged his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room, and we were gathered together. And there was a young man named Eutychus sitting on the window, still sinking into a deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking, he was overcome by sleep, fell down from the third floor, and was picked up dead. But Paul went down, fell on him, and after embracing him, he said, "Do not be troubled. His life is in him." When he had gone back up and had broken bread and eaten, he talked with them a long while until daybreak and then left. They took away the boy alive and were greatly comforted. I love that this nodding off story is in the Bible. Do you know that many of the Puritan preachers of the past would preach for 2 or 3 hours? Some actually appointed a person to walk around during the sermon with a giant pole, fishing-like pole, with a string and a wooden ball to hit people on the head who were nodding off. Can you imagine that being a ministry in your church? For some reason, I think people would sign up for that for the wrong reasons. This is really important that we have a glimpse and not a model of what a New Testament early church service looked like. First day of the week, breaking bread, and a long-winded preacher. Paul preached well into the midnight hour. It's late, so we need to go easy on the kid Eutychus. He nodded off during the preaching, fell out of the window, died. Paul prayed and resurrected him. And then, this is the classic, they ate more and Paul preached more. That's amazing. I love that Eutychus wasn't chastised for sleeping during the Apostle Paul's sermon. And I love the resurrection moment after he died. This tells me that if you put yourself in the right place, even with the wrong disposition, you're going to get something valuable, even if you fall asleep. Even if you go to church Sunday and nod off, I'm telling you, still go. You're going to get something. It could even be a resurrection moment. Everything worked against poor Eutychus. The preacher was long-winded. It was the middle of the night. He'd just eaten, and you're sitting on a windowsill. This was an accident waiting to happen. You could say the same thing with updated language. The kids were up late. I had to work Saturday. I'm exhausted. The weather outside is horrible. Still show up. Even being tired, because God will always show up. God still has something for you, even if you're not off in church.